back now here on Up North News. Pat Breitler with Christina Lorre. And we play Chicago for a reason, and allowing Christina to maybe personalize the reason why you requested Chicago today.
Yeah, well, first, I'm from the Chicagoland, but most importantly, today is my dad's birthday. So, happy birthday, Dad. I'm going to have to send him this podcast link. He's a big podcast guy.
Well, it'll be out there. And you know, so you said Chicago is one of his favorite groups, so we're always happy to do that. I am reminded, before we get back to what Christina is doing for us at Up North News, but her story about wanting to start with something positive reminds me of my very first time anchoring the weekend news at Channel 13 in Eau Claire. And it happened to be probably the one and only time that Keith Olbermann was a fill-in anchor on NBC Nightly News. So you had Keith Olbermann at 5:30 and then me at 6. And I'll never forget the text I got from my friend Chris Rushman, who said, "Olbermann and Kreitlow, I believe my TV is about to explode with all the sarcasm." Then that's our style. That's just, you know, and clearly, since neither Olbermann nor I am in the NBC Nightly News anchor chair or anything like that, I think Christina's probably on the right track, going with things that are a bit more positive along the way. When we looked for a way to share these stories, and thought, you know, especially in our newsletter, because, you know, tens of thousands of people get that every day. We want them to see, you know, one good story that maybe isn't something that's going to get, you know, a long story on the website. This is just a little nugget that we want to share. So I'm playing around with the Up North News logo, and I realize if I just isolate it to the word up in Up North News, you know, I can then add lifting in the same font or somewhat same font. And that's how Uplifting was born, and gave us a nice bit of, you know, good news to pass along the way. And so we haven't been doing it for a long time, Christina, but give folks a sense of, you know, a couple of the things that you've done with it already.
So just for anyone that's not familiar, we have this daily newsletter and we have three main stories, but then Pat was kind enough to add this fourth, and we call it Uplifting. But I just want to be clear, because a lot of times I would run into this when I'd be still working in TV and trying to pitch a story to my bosses. They understandably, if you first pitch something as, "Hey, I have like a really happy story," I have a really positive story, that I quickly found is not a good selling point. I mean, people want what they're calling quote unquote hard news, which they always see as something serious. What happened overnight? What is the latest breaking newest, you know, all those buzzwords that often come with TV. However, stories that are happy and positive can also be super, super one, interesting, and two, important, and three, necessary more than ever right now, because we're also seemingly divided politically. But hey, if I write a story about how on Friday, August 19th, today until 11 a.m., you can stop by more than 70 Dunkin' locations across the state of Wisconsin, donate anything to the Special Olympics volunteers that are outside, and you get a free donut. Isn't that interesting, informative? And it's important because it's making a difference in real people's lives, and those people are our neighbors as well. So that was a way I was trying to transition us, Pat, into a quick story that we can talk about. That was one of the stories we were working on for Uplifting this week, that yes, today you only have 41 minutes left, but if you happen to have a moment that you can duck out and head to a local Dunkin', really, if you do donate, it's their annual Cop on a Rooftop fundraiser. And so we have a story up about that on upnorthnews.com if you want a whole list of locations, but you have until 11 a.m. to get that free donut.
But, and again, the upnorthnewswi.com, you know, do not forget that there's just so many up north out there. It's almost like people like being up north or something like that. But let's, you know, even beyond 11 o'clock today, Special Olympics is still, you know, very much a good cause. And it doesn't just benefit from financial rewards, but people can be volunteers or do other things for Special Olympics. You've been talking to the people there about, you know, what their needs are and what they benefit from.
Absolutely. And what's really cool about the Special Olympics is it has this, it's celebrating its 50th year here in Wisconsin. The first ever games was, you know, started by descendants of the Shriver family. The first Special Olympics was held at Soldier Field in Chicago. So it's very much a very Midwestern thing. And it's just historically brought together people and even politicians from both sides. I mean, one of the largest bumps in funding was in 2004 under then President George W. Bush. And it was like a whole, it was a whole giant resurgence and revitalization of the industry that poured so much more money into it. And it was senators on both sides that got that done. So it's just something that's a really cool opportunity for these athletes to have these lifelong experiences and make lifelong friends. What's also really cool is I was just going to pull up, the athletes, they say this, oath before they participate in any games. If you've ever been to a Special Olympics event, you can volunteer at them, like you mentioned, Pat, but it's also, if you ever see a sign and you're out on a weekend and you see like a Special Olympics track event happening in your neighborhood, stop by for 15 minutes and cheer on those athletes, because you will honestly, I mean, it's not an understatement, you'll probably make their year just by clapping for them and letting them know how well they're doing. But the Special Olympics oath, I'm just going to say it, it's let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. And isn't that just such a cool thing, Pat?
It is. I'm trying to think if there's some way that we could get more people to do that just before they start their work day. You know, that you're going for your best. You're always going for the win, but you know, at least to try your best while you're doing it. One of your very first stories was about a young man who has been fighting cancer multiple times in his short life. And the way that he thought to express his gratitude to people, and the way that in doing so only brightened more people's days when they, you know, went to the business that had been supporting him. And that was at a Madison coffee shop, I believe, right?
Yes. You're talking about little Liam. So mm-hmm. What's interesting, so because I used to work in TV, I would routinely be that street reporter out on the streets trying to find local stories. So I first heard about Liam when I got a tip from some folks at the University of Wisconsin Children's Hospital saying this little boy needs an organ transplant or he is going to die. There's no skipping lines in the waiting for organ transplants, no matter how young, how old, how much money you have, if you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, you have to wait in line like everyone else. So there's this, he was then 5 years old and he needed a new kidney. And his family was desperate. I mean, they didn't know what was going to be done. However, something that can be done, you know, they needed basically to raise money to pass the time until to give him the best chance of surviving for the longest. So that's where raising money does come in helpful for any sort of people on transplant lists. And this local business, it was just a pretty new coffee shop here in the Madison area at the time called Grace Coffee Company. Now they have about 8 locations, I think, but they just had a couple at that time. They launched this giant community fundraiser, and I covered it back when I was in TV, initially met Liam's family and the people from the coffee shop who were helping raise money for him. And they raised tens of thousands of dollars to help out his family. So the uplifting part of the story was we checked back in with him about a year after this fundraiser. He had not only made it to the, you know, time when he was going to get his organ transplant. So that money helped him, you know, pass the time to get there, but he got that transplant and he was thriving and he was hungry to give back. So we met him again at Grace Coffee, but there he was in person this time, not just his family and not just the owners, but he was there and he was there with a mop in hand. He wanted to work the drive-through. He wanted to make the drinks and even clean up after them. He just wanted to give back to the business that gave him so much. So that was, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Pat, because that was one of the best stories that we did and helped kick off this whole positivity effort.
Well, and it really helped us, you know, explore why is this kid who has been ill through much of his life, why is he working? Why has he got a mop in his hand? What's going on at that coffee shop? What kind of child labor thing is this? And of course, it's not. You realize it's, you know, he gets to be with the people who helped him. And, you know, what does every kid want? They want to be like the grownups. They want to do some of what they do. It probably didn't hurt that, you know, the shop has a mascot that he really liked as well.
Yes, a dog named Diego, who is a mascot. I'm not good at dog breeds. So I'm not exactly sure what kind of dog it was. It's just a massive dog. And you see him next to this little 6-year-old. And it looks like, you know, like the proportions of a horse to one of us. So it was a giant dog. And it was so cute. I went out to the shoot and I texted you some pictures from it. And I think you questioned me at first. You were like, he is doing this out of his own heart, right? Like, they're not putting him to work. It's like, no, this is a request. I know it's weird. Like, not most kids want to clean, but Liam does.
And he did. And when you then see the video, I mean, it just, you know, it just makes you kind of melty at, you know, to see him so happy to be interacting with people and not, you know, in a hospital bed or, you know, getting poked and prodded by doctors and nurses and everything else. We've got just a little time before our next break, Christina. So I wanted to bring the focus, you know, back to you and your own path to getting here. You said you grew up in the Chicagoland area, and then where did life take you before you got to Channel 3 and then here to Up North News?
So because it's my dad's birthday, this is a great time to mention that we are a deeply rooted Illini family. So sorry to the Badgers listening to this, but
okay,
we're both part of the Big Ten, and I did grow up in Illinois. So I want to reinforce that, you know, I went to the state school. My dad, that's probably like one of the best qualities he would list about me, is that I went to Illinois, you know, and carried on the family tradition. So I went to Illinois, and then in 2015, I graduated and just immediately jumped into journalism. It was kind of something I just happened across, because I initially, that's a story for a different day, but I thought I was going to be a lawyer. Then once I decided I was going to do journalism, it was just my last year of college. I went for it. I applied for jobs. I know Iowa was a really hot spot if you wanted to get into journalism and cover some politics that first year. So I moved to Moline, Illinois, joined a TV station there, and worked there for 2 years before coming to the Madison area in Wisconsin. Been here ever since. And I understand why all of you love Wisconsin so much.
And apart from the professional endeavors, I'm just going to quickly add the one thing that I won't say sealed the deal, but my one of my daughters is very active in the group Girls on the Run. And as soon as I saw that on the resume, I'm like, here's a hardworking volunteer person. So maybe we'll talk about that and much more in our next segment with Up North News reporter Christina Lurie. After this, you're Up North.